This is the closing market report for a Monday afternoon, tax day, the 15th day of April. On the phone line, Josh Darr. He's at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Is it cloudy and gloomy there too, Josh?
You know what? We're just starting to cloud over after what was a beautiful start to the day here in Chicago. So we're starting to see those clouds from the rain showers I'm sure you're experiencing by now down south.
Well, we've been experiencing them for a little longer than today. I had 2 7/10 over the last set of storms.
So. Tale of two springs here versus last year. It's really, really remarkable. We're just starting to compile some statistics looking at how this spring's shaping up. And last year, obviously, one of the driest on record. And even before the rain event that's ahead of us the next 72 hours, we're pacing here month-to-date as well as year-to-date, some of the wettest totals over the past 15 to 20 years across the Midwest. And we have a very big rain producer on the way here with these showers we're seeing across the state at the current time. That's just some scattered shower activity across the state out ahead of the main event, which will take place on late Tuesday, Wednesday into Thursday, where stronger showers and thunderstorms will develop widespread 2 to 4 inch amounts, maybe some isolated heavier amounts across the northern half of the state. And so we're going to go from wet to wetter as we round out the rest of this week. And certainly with this wetness, as well as the other main item of the equation here at this point, which is colder than normal temperatures for the bulk of the next 2 weeks, it's tough going as we start out the planting season.
That big storm that's going to be working its way across the northern part of Illinois, or two-thirds part of Illinois, that's a good portion of us. How widespread is it back to the west? Does it impact the Dakotas, where they've been suffering cold and snow, and they're a little scared about what will happen when things begin to melt?
Yeah, this is a snow producer across the Dakotas, western part of Nebraska, Wyoming. 2 to 6 inches of snow on the way, actually in progress, we should say, which will round up in the next 48 hours across that region. Then they catch a break, but they're certainly socked back into the Canadian cold through the weekend. Temporary relief late in the weekend, but then we're tracking potentially another storm system coming out of the plains and moving across the plains and Midwest in the middle portion of next week. Hard to say if that's going to be as big a rain producer as what we're seeing this week and what we saw last week. But bottom line, this pattern is not favorable for accelerating spring planting across the bulk of the Midwest. It's still cool and wet in the plains. So overall, it is just night and day difference from a year ago.
What is the major cause or the primary cause of the pattern?
Well, a couple factors there, Todd. The Arctic is certainly locked in a pattern that we've seen since the middle of February. No signs that it gives up through the end of the month. Also, as a result of that, the snow cover across northern, southern Canada, the northern U.S., some of the deepest and most extensive levels we've seen in the past decade. And so that just reinforces the cold side of each cyclone coming through, and it looks like the parade of storm system continues every 5 to 7 days. That march has been on for a while here, and it just continues through the latter third of April. So bottom line, there's no real big jump start to unlock the pattern to something different here for the next 2 weeks. Maybe by early May that will take hold, but we don't see it here in the maps over the next 10 days to 2 weeks.
Thanks so much, Josh.
Thanks, Todd.
Josh Darr is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Helps us wrap up this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. Remember, you can hear it again at willag.org. That's willag.org. Try to have a good afternoon. Try to stay dry. I'm Todd Gleason.